We're going to move on to Vehevizor b'mitzvah kalach kechamura, which is probably page Ayin. It's the next part of the Mishnah. Before that, I want to just to review briefly. The Mishnah said, Rebbe said, Ezeo derech yishara shiyavala ha'adam. He asked which is the right path a person should choose. He said, Kol shi teferes la'isel, teferes la'imina adam. A very, a bit of an ambiguous lashon. So Chaim V'lajan attached it in two mahalchim. He said, as we spoke two times ago, that a person should look for friends that are willing to rebuke him, that are willing to correct his behavior, and that's what a person should look for in a friend. So I saw that Rebbe, this pshat of Chaim V'lajan says, which I mentioned, is something of a chiddush. Is actually a member of Rebbe Masechtas Tamid. The Rebbe, the same person, says, "Ezeo derech yishara shiyava lo yasa adam, ehoy v'satei chacha." He says this idea that a person should have an ava for rebuke, for somebody to correct him. It's like a commandment to love your wife, you know. Ehoy v'satei chacha. So it's an idea. The Gemara says that before Rosh Hashanah, we learn the Teichacha. We learn Parashas Kisavai. We learn the Teichacha, and we give a week's interruption, but we learn it because of Tich L'Shana V'Kil L'Seha. So I saw one of the Sfardish Gedolim, who was bemoaning the fact that people run away from the Teichacha. No one wants the Aliyah. He writes that in the Sfardic communities, they used to run out. During when they learned the Teichacha, the people used to run out. They didn't want to be in the room for the Teichacha. So they were afraid of it. So he says, very interesting pshat. He says, what's pshat in the Gemara? The Tich L'Shan of Akil Leisa, the year its curses should end. So that's why we learned the Teichacha. Well, how does that explain Tich L'Shan of Akil Leisa? So what he says is that when a Kaddish Baruch Hu warns a person, a parent gives a child a warning. So the idea is that the person should listen to the warning and the punishment shouldn't happen. The parent says, if you do that, I'll give you a patch. It's never because the parent wants to give a patch. Never. It's always because the parent wants to be yaitza with saying, I'll give you a patch. So the Tich L'Shan of Akil Leisa is just the opposite, that we listen to Teichacha. We're Mekabel Teichacha. We say Tich L'Shan of Akil Leisa. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, if you don't behave, you get a patch. So we say, okay, we're listening. We're listening. He says, and then everybody's running out. They're doing just the opposite. They're leaving. So this idea of being ayev is a teichacha, it changes. You know, teichacha is something you run away from the teichacha. And he's saying that to have a love for teichacha. And the vardi is to have friends who give you teichacha. It's not popular. It's not a popular thing to be mechir somebody today. It goes back a long time. Gemara says that nowadays, meaning in the time of the Gemara, the Tanaim said it, Batla Techacha B'yamein. So I don't know, if in the Midbar they didn't listen to Techacha, and by the Tanaim they didn't, so I'm not sure exactly where the window was that people like Techacha. But anyway, that's, I guess, an important enough lesson. The second thing he said was that people should... Nineveh... the only recorded city that was okay. The other thing he said was to be willing to do things shalai lishma. That a person should be willing to do things shalai lishma. So ezu derech yishar shiyav alayis ha'adam kol shi teferes loy min ha'adam. That even if you're not going to do it lishma, do it shalai lishma. Now, here he goes on that theme to the next part of the Mishnah. Havizor b'mitzakala kechamura. Now, everyone else teaches Havizor b'mitzakala kechamura as if to say that you have to choose from among the mitzvahs. So he has an innovative way. He says Havizor b'mitzakala kechamura k'may imil mir adam tayrish shaloi lishma. Which page is that? It's Ayin. Ayin, right? Aleph. It doesn't mean this mitzvah is kal, this mitzvah is chamur. It means in doing the same exact mitzvah, you could do it shalai lishma, which is kala, and you do lishma, which is chamura. So kamay yibilad antar shloish shvam keni ach mitzvah kala lechamura lechein amar havizoyer b'mitzvah kala gam beishi kala ki gam oz schara gadol. He's saying because even then the schara is great. Shein ati yedeh matan schara ratzalaymer. Omar tamal zeh lefi shein ati yedeh matan schara shal mitzvahs. Shein ay musig afil neviim. The idea of the schara for mitzvahs is not something that even neviim were given. Va'ayin le'rasa. The pasuk says, "Ayin le'rasa le'kibzul asechem." Ubedava yaka kezeh, and something so valuable, schar in the olam haba. Ech amar le'etruch bekala shescharam muet. How can a person say, "I'm not going to do a mitzvah"? That's kal. The schar is less. Hayova schar ain't a tachlisi rachnitzchi. It's not a schar that's tachlisi. Tachlisi meaning that the purpose, you get your paycheck and you go home. It's permanent. So even the schar of mitzvah kala, you don't know. And therefore, it's mizariz you to do it. Now, we're talking shalai lishma, because ati yu kavad misham shalom nas the kavad for this. So once heard from Rabbi Miller, someone had said that going skiing is so enjoyable. It's so enjoyable to go skiing. I personally don't understand why a person would travel many miles, half a day, go all the way up a mountain, put on all this strange gear, just to go down the mountain again. To me, it's like sort of like swimming. You go to one side, you go back to the other side. But at least swimming, you don't have to spend all your half a day. You like to go skiing? I don't like swimming either. You like skiing? Anyway, so somebody asked about skiing. Apparently, there must be something to it. But he said, skiing? Of course you're going to go skiing. In Olam Haba, everyone's going to go skiing. So strange. He says, in Olam Haba, Yafa Shachas, the Tanuge Olam Haba, Yosef Mikol Tanuge Olam Haza. So skiing is a tiny of Olam Haza. So you'll have it there too. You'll have the tiny of skiing in Olam Haba too. So you're sure going to go skiing. So, what? It won't be so cold. So, I don't know. I don't get it. But so, you know, it's a funny thing. In yeshiva, you only hear about the boys who go skiing when they come back with a cast. Because those who go successfully, they don't go and tell me, oh, I went on a skiing vacation. I wasn't in yeshiva yesterday. The ones come back with the cast, you know, they're the ones who... So, okay. At any rate, he's saying is that the schar of a mitzvah shalei lishma is great, and that should be mizar as a person to its value. So it's an interesting thing that on the one hand, Reb Chaim Volozhin pushes people to have lishma. But remember, he said, learn shalei lishma, and for a moment in the learning, you'll have a moment of lishma. You won't understand the Rashi, and you could skip it, and you'll stop, and you'll try to figure it out. There'll be a lishma for a moment within your shalei lishma. That's really what he said. V'avim mechashiv hefzin mitzvah keneged schara. Make cheshbainis. Amar lo isa shalai lishma kiniskalayal. Ashitachin shiachamin lo isha. Let's say I have a person who's doing mitzvah shalai lishma and he thinks he'll get some reward in this world. Ukamayim rechachamein uzachrein ulevracha. Kala isa peter in the chasa matzlichin lai. That, call it a school, there's no guarantees. You know, it's not like the other schools. That if you're isaac in Torah, it helps that a person is the chasa matzlich. If he's damalai adem mitzvah hepachzeh. Sometimes a person to do a mitzvah has to be willing to lose money. Because even in Olam Hazeh, the schar is shomer kif like a flying. That's a little hard to understand. We have an idea that in Olam Hazeh, there's no guarantee. Schar is makabel schar is lost in love, and not to be makabel schar in this world. So it's a little difficult to know what Reb Chaim Volozhin is referring to here when he talks about the schar shomer kiflei kaflayim. However, I will say just from observation that people who have a seat book in their learning, have a seat book in their Avedis Hashem, whatever tzaris take place around them, they have this nechama. I have this idea that at least it's worth it. All the difficulties I go through, at least it's worth it that I can sit and I could learn. And the Yevena Metzula from Rav Hanor describes, what is he, 1600s Europe. He talks about the terrible poverty. He talks about terrible poverty, antisemitism. And he writes there in a beautiful passage, which I never saw the Yevena Metzula in cyber. I saw it in Rabbi Wein's history book. He quotes beautifully how, after everything, at night, the Batei Rav Joshua were full, and people came, and you couldn't see on them all the tzar of the day. All the tzar of the day, because the sipuk, there was a big sipuk in the Avodas Hashem. And maybe in a way, when a person struggles the whole day, he's more willing to escape into a world of ruchnias than people who have still images and dreams of pleasure in the gashmistical world. It makes it a lot harder. But at any rate, he's saying, "Having mechashiv hefse mitzvah keneged schara." Know what you're losing by abandoning mitzvah. The next thing the Mishnah said is "Histakel damal lemaylam mumcha." Now, simply put, "Lemaylam mumcha" means recognize God. Oma avki adam zechel l'shem tayv av yavchin ma lemayla sheshem eine chashiv klum. Saying even if a person will have gaiva, think about what's above you. So here he goes, like from hot to cold. First he says, even shalai l'shma, you're going to get plenty of schar. You're going to get reward for doing a ma'isa mitzvah. And then he says, don't think it's such a big shot. You know, even if you think compared to the people around you, you're on a certain level, that you're not. So therefore, it's really a person has to push himself. Rav Schwab has a beautiful machshava. He says the far many asked the question many is asked by many. There are many approaches to the question of why at Kriyas Yamsuf the Malachim were told that Ma'ase Yadav Tovim Be'am Vatam Omrim Shira. That the Malachim said you can't say Shira, people are dying, and human beings who are said Shira, we remember the Shira till today. So he writes that a malach is only capable of one mission at a time. He can only do one thing at a time. A human being can do more than one thing at a time. In the machshava, it's the same thing. A malach, if he feels joy over Kriyas Yamsuf, he's not capable at the same time of feeling sadness over the loss of life. A malach doesn't know two ways. He's programmed one way or the other. So if a malach is in the mode of joy, then it's inappropriate, because but a human being has to be capable always of dealing with opposite emotions and being able to deal with them at the same time. A human being can deal at the same time with the shame of the busha of what human beings came to, and the joy of the soul of Klal Yisrael. A human being has to be able to do both at the same time. I always think about the Sifin Shulchan Aruch that says that at a Levaya, a person makes Dain HaEmes on the loss of a parent, and he makes a Shechianu on the joy of getting a Yerusha. And today, it's very hard. I've never seen at a Levaya that someone should make a Shechianu over his Yerusha. The Dain HaEmes we see. So I always quote Rabbi Yaakov, who says, "The minig is as mefiges dos tzuzogin." You know, have a minig not to remember to say Shechiyah. But somebody who's on a Madrega can feel, can have opposite emotions and put each one in its right place. And put each one there. To be sad that a parent passed away and to feel the emotion of Avelus. And at the same time, to be thankful that Kadosh Baruch Hu put him in a world where he's Zecher to Yerush. It's a difficult thing. Gaiva and Anivus, really, people who are Bali Madrega use both together. At the same time, to have a gaiva in the Avodas Hashem, to feel pride in serving Hashem. At the same time, to feel the anivus of klapei what I could be, I'm not. We struggle to do both. We struggle to do both. Today, the gaiva takes us where we shouldn't take us, and the anivus takes us where it should. We struggle to be able to do both till we live in a world where the yeshivas don't have the chacha anymore. We just try to build up the gaiva, the kedusha of a person. But really, a human being has to be capable of dealing with conflicting ideas and to deal with them well. Tzaddik writes that there are, in Jewish philosophy, some ideas that have no clear answer. The struggle between Bechira and Yediya, free will and God's knowledge of what's going to happen, the struggle between Ishtadlus and Betochim. So Tzadik says somewhere that it's supposed to be that way. It's not that there's an answer that eludes us. It's that human beings live in a world where there's a curtain. We don't know exactly where Ishtadlus ends and Betochim begins, or when Betochim ends, Ishtadlus starts. But that's what a person has to deal with in this world. We're not sure where Bechira starts and where it ends, and where Yediyah starts and ends. All these are things that a person has to be able to deal with. This dual behavior. So, you see, that's the beauty of Rabbi Saul Salanter. What's most amazing is that Rabbi Saul Salanter died, and his Talmidim split basically into two groups. And one group said, Rabbi Saul taught Godless Adam. That's what he taught. And the other group said, what do you mean? He was teaching Shiftless Adam. And they started two movements that both were very widespread, where each person, according to his nature, could go. See, each person, you know, saw in Rabbi Saul Salanter what fit his tenuas and nefesh. He, like, broadcast, and each receiver received what he needed. It's an amazing thing. It's Well, yeah, he was able to teach and broadcast that way, and the yeshivas became more specialized. As time goes on, we become more and more specialized. This is a yesite. Everything till now, chidush, this is a basic yesite, that sometimes when you do a mitzvah that's just a chumra or a hinder, you get more schar than a chamura. Why? Sometimes in aveira chamura, I'm going to do that. There's no hava mina, I'm going to do it. So there's no struggle. And you do that, and you know that it's just a chumra. You know the amachleiks. And you're sorry, mitzakala. As Eved Hashem, that you get more schar for a mitzakala. Okay, Mr. Shem will continue tomorrow.